Chapter 25, Brooding Place. Melinda's life was a startling revelation of contrast. It did not take her long to realize in her new home, with her temperament, that she lacked a brooding place and decided that this would never do. No, sir, not for a very long time. Now, anyone must know that everyone needs a place to let off steam, a place to talk to Almighty God and be able to say how you honestly feel and not being hurt by every Tom, Jeff, and Christian. Well, she thought, I shall go to my mom and fix this oversight in a very big hurry. Mom, where can I go to speak to my heavenly daddy and not being hurt or interrupted by the prattle and rattle of the world? She felt confident that Mama would help her, for she always did have the wisdom of Solomon. Mama, who had been peeling those great fresh out-of-the-ground potatoes, carefully rinsing dirt off first, turned around and looked at her, Melinda, and said, Lindy, let me tell you what I've been thinking of late. I've been knowing that you'd be missing a great deal of things you'd be used to. I feel sad that you'd be so sad, knowing your great need for brooding space and realizing that you are trying to be getting closer to the Almighty lately. I've been speaking to your ma and your pa, and we come to an agreement that you should be using the small room in the attic. You'll be realizing, child, that it'll be cold in the winter and hot in the summer, but it will be yours for the asking. Melinda grabbed her mama by the neck and, giving her a real tight squeeze, she ran to the attic to stake her claim. Dear Lord, Melinda prayed as she started up the steps to the attic, you are listening to the prayers of a little girl again, aren't you? You are hearing that I need a place to be speaking of the things of my heart, things I can't be telling everyone. Dear sweet heavenly daddy, how can I tell you how much I'd be grateful for you thinking of me? I know it's hard for you to be tolerating me sometimes, for I can be a trial to everyone at one time or another. You are so good at bearing our faults and be helping when we are needing and hurting. I am so glad we met when we did while I was young and having time to really be getting acquainted good. Thank you again for your loving me. With this said, she went down the steps and told my mom that she chose the southeast part of the attic, for her new sapling sat just below the window, and she could see the church steeple nearby, and it made her feel that her place was almost a part of the church itself. During the next couple weeks, she acquired furniture for her home church, as she named it, and before long, it was a place to be envied. It held Mama's old rocker. For last Christmas, the family gave Mama a beautiful new one, padded and so comfortable for one so deserving. And a small table, a desk for her writing in her journal, a chest for her private collection of things, and a bookcase for her library, containing books that elevated her mind above the mediocre. Well, there should be first the Bible, always, and then these books that kept her mind on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. With her new home church all set up, Melinda began to realize that change may vex the soul, but the spirit could always find a home no matter where, because God traveled with you, moved with you, and dwelled not only with you, but in you. Now, how could it be mattering whose house you live in if your Lord God is wherever you are, and what more could you ask for?